So this place, Sherwood, what do you think this place means in this scenario?
The thing I noticed watching Heather's is how geographically unspecific and vague it is. You never see signage. You never see people driving from place to place. You never see tracking shots where you can get a geographic sense of how close the houses are to the school, to the businesses, to anything like that.
Right.
It's simply cuts from one place to the next. There's an incredibly surreal, dreamlike quality to it, as if the location was made unspecific on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie was promoted as a satire of a John Hughes movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they dangle the name of it out there and you're supposed to say, oh, well, what does a satire of John Hughes's universe look like? Is it all going to be urban decay and, you know, and neon signs and stuff like that? But it doesn't look like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to say, what does Sherwood, Ohio look like in Heather's? You'd sort of be like, I don't really know. I mean, it was all filmed in Los Angeles, but I think in part because they were so blatant about saying the movie took place in Ohio, there's this very deliberate attempt to obscure anything recognizable about it. Like,
right.
I think even in that Snappy Snack Shack scene you just quoted, there isn't even a sign in front of the store. There's no geographical indicators of where you are at any point in this movie.
Right. So there's no visiting that. There's no pilgrimage to Snappy Snack Shack.
I don't think so. The church where the funerals took place is on Avenue 64 in Pasadena, if you care. And people
I care.
Yeah. And people do go to that. And I'm sure they chase each other around the churchyard you know, and make crude homophobic jokes at each other in homage to that scene in the movie. But but there's very little pilgrimage to the scenes in Heather's simply because the movie does such a good job of hiding them.
Right. So, you know, I think Shermer in the John Hughes movies, we're kind of on the edge of our sort of ambivalent relationship, actually, with the suburbs and the city. Shermer is a nice place. Mm-hmm. It's a stifling place for some. It's a nice place for others. Chicago is better and more fun. Heather's Sherwood, Ohio is a horrible place that, like, deserves every bit of derision that is heaped upon it. But predating all this, there's a movie which is a kind of a classic in its own right that really sort of signals the end of the romance of the suburbs, and that is Over the Edge.